This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama and Mitt Romney will both be in New York this morning for speeches at the Clinton Global Initiative. And Josh Dinman will be at work in Loudoun County, Virginia, trying to figure out which one of them he should vote for. He joins us now as part of our election coverage. Mr. Dinman, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. So how are you? That's the big question. How are you doing? How's the economy there? And how are things under the first term of President Obama for you?
The economy here is pretty strong. The companies that are out here rely a lot on the U.S. government, a lot of government contractors, and you know, businesses are related to supporting the government. There's also high technology out here, a lot of internet server farms, that kind of thing. So the economy here is pretty strong. We haven't suffered that much. Loudoun County's, you know, just again was named, has the highest median income in the U.S. So we're doing all right out here.
For you personally, how have things been?
For me, they've been fine. They've been fine. I work for a company that does pretty well. We have a nice niche, and we've had pretty good years recently. So personally, I've seen my income grow and my job opportunities expand. So it's been fine for me.
How do you feel then going into this election? Who do you think you're going to vote for?
You know, I'm still undecided. Whoever I vote for, I know I'm going to be holding my nose when I do it. Nobody really inspires a lot of confidence in me. Romney hasn't shown me that he really... I think what Americans really want, what I really want, is somebody who's going to be able to work with Congress and get things done. This logjam in Congress is just untenable. It's unacceptable. But neither Obama or Romney has really shown me they can do that.
You've got quite a Senate race going on in Virginia, too. Do you know how you're going to vote in that one between the Democrat Kane and the Republican Allen?
Probably for Kane. We've been fortunate in Virginia. We've had some pretty good leaders who have not been let themselves become too beholden to the left or right of their parties. And Kane, I think, did a reasonable job as governor.
Do you think the United States would be better off if we had the same law that Virginia does, that you can only serve one term as chief executive?
No, I think that's one of the big problems in Virginia. It's really hard to affect any change in 4 years. And I think I'd like to see that change in Virginia.
Josh Dinman joining us from Sterling, Virginia in Loudoun County. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.